Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. On today's show, end of the school year parades. No more cops. Not like the cops in your neighborhoods, like the TV show. A marriage proposal in the middle of the protests, and what men actually want versus what women think they want. According to Zeusk. Anyway, we'll break that down, but first the news going on. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. State lawmakers in Albany have passed 10 pieces of legislation meant to reform police departments across New York. One proposal repealed a law that kept police discipline records secret. Another criminalized police chokeholds. Two gave the state's attorney general more authority to investigate police departments and police-related shootings.
What do you think of that?
I mean... I'm married to a good cop, so I'm not particularly worried. However, he has had some complaints against him, but they were all found unfounded, but obviously still on his record.
I think it's a good thing to have access to information. I always think it's a good thing to have access to information. I also know that when any type of information goes out to the public for the first time, it can be good and bad. We'll see. We'll see what it ends up leading to. But I do think this is overall very, very good. And hopefully it leads to better policing.
Well, the thing is, like, it's all about transparency.
Right.
I mean, by keeping records secret, it makes it look kind of sordid when it might not be. So.
Right. It's like, what are you hiding? And not that you exactly. are, but, you know, what are you hiding? And look, you're public servants. And it's a hard job. No one's denying that, but we should be able to know what goes on in our public departments. So
agreed. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said yesterday that youth sports like baseball, softball, and soccer are okay, provided practices have 10 people or less. Right. You can start to do these things, but hold off on restarting leagues and organized games, he added.
Okay. Baseball. Well, I mean, you could do a practice with 10. Well, it would be 10 kids. So with a coach and 9 kids, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's better to have something than nothing, right?
Well, you know what? My niece has been doing Zoom soccer practices.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That's okay, so they like tell you what to do over Zoom.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
I was very confused when I heard that. I was like, how's that work? But hey, I mean,
you know what? Maybe this is really good though, because if they have to have the practices smaller, maybe the kids get more attention. Because I mean,
that's a good way to look at it.
You know, the kids, especially at some of these soccer teams, can be huge, right? I mean, at least then the kids get more individualized coaching. It's a lot more work for the coaches, but but that might be a good thing in the end. Who knows?
Turning Stone Resort Casino opened early yesterday morning for the first time in 3 months. The nation's other two casinos, Point Place Casino in Bridgeport and Yellow Brick Road Casino in Chittenango, also opened Wednesday, making them the first casinos in New York to reopen their doors.
And they had buses of blue hairs there the minute they opened.
Oh, the picture?
Oh, there was a picture?
There was a couple pictures. It was a couple wearing matching shirts saying... straight out of quarantine.
Oh my god.
And like bingo 2020 and matching masks. It was really hilarious.
All right, well, you know, good for them. I'm glad they get out of the house.
It's dedication right there.
It's something.
J.K. Rowling published a nearly 4,000 word blog post yesterday, further reaffirming her controversial stance on the transgender community, which critics have called transphobic. Daniel Radcliffe, who starred as Harry Potter, publicly stated he disagreed with Rowling. To all the people who now feel that their experience of the books has been tarnished or diminished, I am deeply sorry for the pain these comments have caused you. I really hope that you don't entirely lose what was valuable in these stories to you. If these books taught you that love is the strongest force in the universe, then that is between you and the book that you read, and it is sacred. And Radcliffe wrote that in a letter published by the Trevor Project, which he supports.
Why can't she just shut up?
I know, like, lady, you, here, have a shovel, because you're just digging yourself deeper.
Like, I just don't get it.
No,
I just don't get why you can't just let, you just have to be right. You know, you can either be right in life, or you can be happy.
Ooh, and, interesting.
And sometimes you can be both. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you need to be right. Sometimes right matters.
I've got some friends that would say that I'm like that, maybe.
But the thing is that with this, JK, you're if you want to die on this hill, you're going to die on this hill. And boy,
it's
with
not going to be pretty.
You just wrote 4,000 words about how you're going to die on this hill.
That's
so, you know, I'm thinking go away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Harry Potter, though. My
me
goodness,
too.
I love Harry Potter, and it doesn't tarnish the books for me. It doesn't make me not want to experience the books or anything. I'm still a Hufflepuff. But
same, which is why we get along.
Yay, the badger. Yay, we're next to the kitchen. Anyway.
Well, you know, that makes so much sense
boy,
for me. Boy,
it makes sense for me as well.
It really does.
Yeah. Is school over next week?
For my district, school is over Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
I should probably look at the school calendar at some point. I forget what day it is, like most people.
Also, I do as well.
It's Thursday the 11th, right? Last time I checked.
Today,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Think.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I really am excited for the year to be over.
Me too.
The teachers have done a wonderful job considering the poo sandwich they've been handed. But I'm really tired of this, and I'm really tired of arguing about it. So I'd like it to be over now.
So have you still been struggling through it every day? Have you been trying?
Not every day, but multiple days a week. And thankfully, his teacher's been doing one-on-ones with him twice a week, and he has OT and he has speech. And he just had his last OT session. I think it was yesterday, not the day before. I think it was yesterday. And so that's good. And they've done a great job. And he's according to his teacher, he's right on pace for everything he needs to know. It's fine. He's ready for first grade. He's not failing. Everything's good. I am a little curious how they're going to handle commencement for kindergartners, because don't they usually have some kind of kindergarten graduation thing that they do?
Yes. I mean, for my daughter, when she was in kindergarten, yes, they did. But it wasn't so much. They didn't do like the cap and gown type deal, which
right.
I think is a little bit much. They just had like paper caps that they colored themselves, and they sang a whole bunch of songs about, you know, spring and whatever.
It was adorable. Sure.
It was super cute. Mm-hmm. But this year it's different. And for my class of kindergartners, what we did, myself, the other TA, the special ed teacher, one of the OT, the head teacher, we drove to each kid's house, got out, stood far enough away with our masks on, and Erin, the kindergarten teacher, she gave them like this bag of goodies and gave them this like paper graduation hat with their name on it, and we took pictures and made a lot of noise and got really excited for them.
Wow.
But that's been the thing pretty much has been parades.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first parade. This Monday, Henry had his, you know, kindergarten graduation parade, but this was a little different. We had to go to his school.
Okay.
They had people set up around the bus loop, and parents drove around the bus loop and took pictures with teachers, and it was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, it's been a lot of parades. Then yesterday for my school, probably about 70 cars worth of teachers, TAs, specialists, the principal, also a couple of fire trucks and a couple of police cars. We drove through the village of East Syracuse and hit I don't know how many streets, making noise and yelling and screaming and decorating cars. And so kids were just like coming out of their houses, and it was really, really fun.
All right.
They were really glad to see us.
That's really cool, because anything that's different right now, right? Anything that's a distraction, anything that changes the routine. That's really cool that you guys did. A lot of work, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It was really, really hot.
Yes.
Because we had the windows open, obviously. And technically, we're all supposed to be in separate cars. But myself, my kindergarten teacher, and the speech pathologist. The three of us are pretty close. We rode in the car together. The first turn we make, balloons are flying off the car. A sign flew off and hit the car behind us. Like, it was hilarious.
It was just
and
a mess. Course,
oh, yeah. But and we're listening to like regular music in the car and just make sure we turn it down when we see the kids.
If you cannot play DMX blasting through the neighborhood, that'd be good.
Aaron goes, what playlist should we have? And I said, it'd probably be kind of wrong to have old school rap, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking not so much fun, but probably not so much. I don't think the parents would probably appreciate
Parents, I feel like, would probably appreciate it, but, you know.
No, that's true. They probably would, depending
on. We're keeping it PG.
All right. So it was all frozen all the time then.
No.
Good. Thank God. I feel like I'm missing something right now, and I'm kind of panicking because I really don't know what we're doing. I actually have no idea what the plan is, and they've probably sent an email about it, but I started a new job, and Jesse's been working and is, you know, pregnant in any moment now. So I feel like, did I miss an email? I may have missed an email about what we're doing. So now I got to check.
Yeah.
And I will today. I will after we're done here. I'll check and see what we're doing. I mean, I don't. It's not vital.
No, it's, you know what? Kindergarten graduation, like graduation. I mean, my husband's like, oh, I'm not really graduating from anything. Yes, I understand, dear. But it's still a celebration of your child's first official year in school.
It's cute. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with
it. It is. It's adorable.
You know, there's a group of people who think it's like a participation trophy. They have a lot of problems with participation trophies. There's actually no data that suggests participation trophies make kids entitled or lazy or expecting of things. That's just factually not true. It doesn't do that. It doesn't matter if you, and so a commencement ceremony for kindergarten is fine. It really doesn't hurt anything. It doesn't give them unrealistic expectations. It's just something that people do. It's cute. It's fun. You can do it if you want. If you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. It's not like it's, you know, there's no kid that's going to look back when they're 20 some years old and they're looking through, you know, albums like, you know, you guys didn't step up for my kindergarten commencement, and I've always held on to that. You know, they're not going to do that. They're not going to care.
No. But this is also, I mean, I haven't seen some of these kids in months. Mm-hmm. I miss their faces. Like, I miss these little kids. I went into the school for the first time to help carry something in, and it was eerie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I mean, it's what schools look like over the summer anyway, but, you know, no little voices echoing. There's no art on the wall. Everything's all packed up. It was just sad because it was the last time I was there was March like 18th.
What was awkward was the door that was, you know, jammed shut at the end of the one hall that's way that said "Don't open, dead inside." That part was really weird. It's like out of the Walking Dead opening scenes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
TV movie news. After more than 30 years on the air, Cops, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? We're gonna cancel you. We've canceled. They have been canceled. Spokesman stated, no current or future plans for it to return. The police show, which originated on Fox in 1989, had been pulled days before its scheduled season premiere. An action that came amid questions about protests and policing, as you can imagine. That prompted A&E to postpone Live PD, which I love Live PD so much.
Yeah.
Well, I love Live PD so much. A new iteration of the ride-along idea that's one of the networks most popular. Yeah, the thing, and Live PD kind of replaced Cops. You know what I mean?
You just said you love the ride-along idea?
The new...
Is that what that said?
No, that's... Sorry, I was reading the script. I apologize.
Oh, no, I was going to say, did you know, side note, if you wanted to go on a ride along, you could. Go with my husband one night.
I might, because the thing is I don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think I have like a blurred idea of how dangerous their job is.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think I have a blurred idea of how boring their job can be at times. It just depends on kind of the night. I've had the benefit of hanging out with a lot of cops for various reasons through my career, really. And I've been around everybody from street cops to undercover guys. Undercover guys are really, really high strung, by the way. They're really...
Are they?
Well, yeah. They, you know, they're always looking around, and they, you know, and you would never know that they're undercover cops. That's what's amazing. But like, it's incredible. Good. Oh yeah, they're incredible. But I know just from being around everybody from city cops to townie cops to sheriffs, there are some days they really do just sit there and pick their nose and just, you know, use the radar gun and that's it. And then there are days where it's like, okay, we got to get in the riot gear. So part of me is like, it would be neat to do that. The other part of me is like, do I really need to do that? Do I, you know, am I going to really, how much just am I going to learn other than some details? I'm not sure.
Just wanted to throw it out there.
I appreciate it.
Listening, anybody can do a ride along.
It's good to know. Can we do the podcast during the ride along with your husband?
That would be hilarious.
I agree.
I call shotgun, you have to sit in the cage.
I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay. Can I interview anybody who that gets arrested, provided they are cuffed?
I can't imagine not.
Now, this would be a podcast. This would be amazing. That would be amazing. I'm just saying.
We're going to have a spinoff. We are going to take the place of Cops and Live PD. It's going to be amazing.
Only I'm sure that there's no police department that's going to allow that for various reasons, including safety.
Especially nowadays.
I am disappointed that Live PD, I haven't watched Cops in years. I'm disappointed that Live PD's gone only because I love debating if the cops should be there right now. Like, I love debating. You know, I would sit there and I watch it, be like, okay, you pulled over this guy. He's a person of color. There was really no reason for you to pull him over in particular. And now we're going through his whole car. Oh, he had crack. Okay, I guess he had a reason. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just always interesting. I love the moments where they're like, can you step outside? And they don't want to step outside of their home. And then they, like, force the door open. I'm like, I don't think that's legal. I don't think you can do that. Like, I love debating it. You know what I mean? And I love watching that and trying to debate if they're doing the right thing or not. Not that I'm an expert.
I feel like the show Cops usually takes place at night,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Live PD certainly does.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that. Anyway.
All right. The CW does not plan to kill off Ruby Rose's Batwoman character, despite the fact she, of course, left the show and she's off of it. They're going to pass the Batwoman cowl on to a new character altogether that is, you know, new to the universe, but that will become Batwoman. But they're not actually going to kill off Ruby Rose's character. She'll still be just, she like, I don't know, went on vacation or something. I'm not really sure, but that's what they're planning.
She couldn't handle the stress and passed it off to someone else.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. I think they're leaving the door open for her to come back if she ever wants to come back. I don't know, but I thought that was kind of interesting. This year's San Diego Comic-Con, which is an absolutely insane festival that I've always wanted to go to, will be virtual, not surprising. It'll take place at home. It'll be streamed July 22nd to the 26th if you want to check that out. I'm not sure if it's free or not, but that's what you'll be able to do.
That sounds bleh.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go.
I've always wanted to go, too. What would you dress up as?
Nothing.
What? Yeah, you can't go and not dress up.
I'm not a cosplayer. I'm not a big dress-up guy. You know me. I don't even like makeup. I'm not against cosplay. I'm not against cosplay.
Okay.
But, like, I'm fat, so what am I going to be? Like, I can't show up as Indiana Jones. I'm fat Indiana Jones. That's like my hero of all time.
Care Bear.
Oh, Christ. Care Bear. You're right. That's about all I can be. I can be Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs. I act like I'm that big. I'm really not. But still, nevertheless,
no, you're not.
I just, you know. I have no self-confidence at all, as you can tell.
That's where I'm at with life. We should talk about the diet bet later.
All right, let's do that. We'll work that in. Disney is developing an original movie musical titled All Night Long. I can't sing right now. Based on the songs of Lionel Richie. Richie is one of the best-selling artists of all time, in case you didn't know. One of the biggest artists of the 80s, having sold over 100 million records worldwide. So they're going to make a musical movie based on his music, good or bad.
I can only name a handful of his songs. Hello, is it me?
Oh yeah, the one Adele stole. I mean he's all right. I don't think I needed a musical.
No. Uh-uh.
On him, I mean, I didn't need a musical based on ABBA's music, but Mamma Mia was really good.
Yes.
So maybe this will be just as good. Who's to say? I don't know. Netflix announced the launch of their Black Lives Matter collection of movies, documentaries, and television shows in response to worldwide protests. It includes titles such as Ava. I can't say this name. I'm terrible. Ava DuVernay's It's 13th. It's based on the 13th Amendment. And forgive me for butchering that. I'm just not familiar with it. I feel so out of touch right now. I'm so sorry. Barry Jenkins, Moonlight, and Spike Lee's film Defy Bloods that comes out this Friday. So if you're looking to get a little woke, which you can't get woke, but you can get educated, you should check that out, actually. That would be a good idea.
The good news is there's some good news in the world, and I've got some right now.
Yay.
During the historic protest on the Golden Gate Bridge this past weekend, Quinlan Messenger suddenly got down on one knee and asked Kerry Fagan, his partner of 5 years, to marry him. Kerry Fagan shared a video of the proposal on Instagram, writing, "So this just happened today. I love this man and so honored to have him by my side as we walk together to make this world a better place for our kids. There's no time like the present to change the future, and damn it, it starts with love."
That's a bold way to propose. I like it.
I love it.
Right? Never forget it. I mean, never forget your proposal, right? I mean, you remember the proposal, I imagine.
Like, yeah, we're gonna be started.
Wait.
This is an entire segment unto itself.
We'll hold off on it. I can't wait. More good news. Anyway, a baseball player is giving back to those working with COVID-19 patients in his community. Cleveland Indians shortstop Francisco Lindor has donated 150 pairs of sneakers to hospital workers in Cleveland. In a message to the staff at Marymount Hospital, he says, "I just wanted to help a little bit to make you guys a little more comfortable." Shoes are one of those underrated things we don't think about when you're on your feet literally all day. So, you know, donating some sneakers to the nurses and the doctor, that's pretty big, I think. First responders and frontline workers are dealing with so much stress and pressure because of the coronavirus, obviously, and the last thing they need to do is their laundry, which is another thing you're probably not thinking so much. So Tide is here to help with their Loads of Hope project. Tide Cleaners in cities across the country, they're stepping up to provide free laundry service when these essential workers really need it the most. Paramedics, doctors, nurses, hospital medical staff, medical researchers, police officers, firefighters, along with their immediate families, are all eligible for the free laundry courtesy of Tide. According to Zeusk.com, dating website, not familiar, but this is what women think men want versus what men actually want.
Okay.
Which I thought might be fun to talk about. Yeah, pretty much.
And that's the end. Good talk.
What women think men want from them. This is according to Zeusk. I'm reading the article. Okay. Women think that men want skinny women. You want to comment? I can tell.
Not
just because of the breath.
My husband's a chubby chaser, so not so much.
Well, what they actually want is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Most men aren't. This is according to the article. Most men aren't turned on by the sight of emaciated runway model lookalikes. They don't want you to have a figure that looks like weak and fragile. They want like one hug might break you. They want you to look healthy. Men do like curves, like, and the thing is, I think this is, look, men are obviously very basic. I'm not reading from the article now, I'm commenting. We like women who are fit, but that doesn't mean we don't like women who aren't fit.
Right.
Just like, I think it's safe to say, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, when you see Thor, Chris Hemsworth, you go, "A damn." That doesn't mean all you like is Thor.
Correct.
Again, I could be wrong.
No, that's absolutely right.
Maybe you like Henry Cavill too, and that's how deep it goes. I'm not sure. But
I do, but that's apples and apples right there. That's not apples and oranges.
I always say, in case ladies are wondering, it really is about the attraction to the face. It always is. The face can make up for a lot of things. If he's not attracted to the face, he's not attracted to you. It's that simple. You could have a perfect body, you could have a non-perfect body. If you ugly to him, you ugly to him. If you're pretty to him, you're pretty to him. And it really is that's step one. Does anybody want something out of my 600-pound life? No, of course they don't. I'm sorry, and it's nothing against people who are 600 pounds. It's just Of course, nobody wants that. Of course, nobody wants to, aside from like feeders. And that's a whole thing you can Google later and lose yourself in. So have fun.
That's a serious rabbit hole right there.
Boy, is it ever. But that's exceptions to the rule. Yeah, guys don't need rail thin. Guys don't want rail thin. They want healthy. And I agree with this, that is really what they want.
I feel like men want women to be soft, not like unmuscled, but just like, you know, a little bit squishy, because it's nice. It's nice to hug.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
We want,
and you can still be very fit and still be like, quote unquote, soft. But
yeah, I think that's, again, and it's not all men. I'm just saying, I think in general, if we're going to generalize, yeah, because you're home. You know what I mean? Like that's where we live right there. You know what I mean? I don't know.
My son is obsessed with boobs already, and he's six.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, they're incredible. I don't know why they're incredible. They're just fatty sacks on the front of a woman's body, but they're pretty great.
They just give life to children and whatnot.
You know,
sustenance.
There's that too. But I'm kidding. That's really what they're for, obviously. Thank God women exist, because if it was all men, we would just be extinct by now. What women think men want, of course, again, according to Zeusk.com, what women think men want: someone who fits their idea of a perfect woman. What men actually want: for you to be yourself. So we don't want, like on a first date, we don't want fake you, we want real you.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. I think a majority of men prefer honesty. I think a majority of men put personality, like, if you could be the most gorgeous woman in the world, and if you have the personality of cardboard, like, it's not going to work.
I mean, that's a one-night stand right there. That's about as good as that's going to get with him or her. I think it's safe to say that men want, because we also don't, just like, no one wants their time wasted, right?
Right.
Like, this doesn't mean on a first date you go, let me tell you about all my problems and emotional baggage. Like, no, it's not that, but don't put on a fake version of yourself, because if you do that, what's going to happen? We're going to find out. It's not going to work. And this same, I would think this is the same thing for girls to guys. I think you would want us to be ourselves too, minus the farting, burping, and acting 14 all the time.
That is correct. That one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should actually not act so much ourselves. Maybe we should put our best foot forward. I don't know that women have to try so hard without the personality. I think you need to be more yourself. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong about that. Okay. According to Zeusk.com, what women think men want: to hang out with their friends all the time. What women think men want: to hang out with their friends all the time. What men actually want: both of you to have independence. We don't have to mix groups completely. We don't have to all hang out together all the time. I don't know if I agree with that one. Do you agree with that one?
I like to have my alone time. I like to have my time with my friends. I am very open to my husband. Like, please, go out with your friends. Go do your thing. Leave me alone. Leave me alone for the evening. That's fine. But yeah.
I do like that. I like having my own friends. I like her having her own friends. But I do like to mingle. I like them to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have a lot of crossover necessarily.
Okay.
My friends are wonderful people, very specific people. And she doesn't like all of them. And that's fine. She doesn't have to like all of them. But I like people to get along. It's in my nature for people to get along and like hang out. Like, I want everyone to get along, even when that's impossible. So, but that's just me. That's not okay. According to Zeusk.com, what women think men want: someone who they can rescue. What men actually want is a strong woman who can take care of herself.
You know, again, I'm going to jump in here because I have a friend who is a fixer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, couldn't be in a healthy relationship because that drive and need to fix somebody that's quote unquote broken or has issues. Oh yeah. That's some, That's some stuff to unpack. Yes.
That is a, and look, I think we all have a bit of that tendency, but when you're really a fixer, and that's the thing, people always have a type. It might not be looks. It might be where they are in life. It might be that they're all train wrecks. It might be that they're all, you know, whatever it may be. And my suggestion to a lot of my friends who have had trouble dating is always look at your type that you haven't had luck with and ask yourself, is this the right type for me? Like, I know it's what you're attracted to, but is it what makes you actually happy? It may in the short term, but not the long. I have a friend who she always dated kind of shallow, you know, good looking guys.
Okay.
And they were nice enough. There was nothing wrong with them, but they weren't the type of guys who were giving. You know, they weren't the type of guys who were invested in a relationship. They just kind of want to do their thing and be with their bros and, you know, whatever, babe, you know, sort of like that. And she was attracted to that. And that's fine. And it was easy for her to find that, but she was never happy. And I'm like, you may want to, like, find an engineer. Because while I understand they're not sexy necessarily, some people find them sexy. I'm saying to her, though, maybe they're not sexy to her, or, you know, maybe they don't fit the body type you're into, or maybe they don't seem as adventurous as you'd want them to be.
Pretty sure the guy from Love is Blind, I feel like he's an engineer. Dude's hot.
Yes.
And has got style. So there are those people out there.
And that's the thing. And I'm like, they usually make money.
Yeah.
Which is a novel concept for the guys that you've dated. Who usually don't make money. And not that that's important, but it's nice to not be mooched off of. You know what I mean? And so I said, you should consider, not necessarily an engineer, but just somebody outside that box, a nerd, someone who is not into physical fitness, someone who is not. And she did, and now she's engaged.
Perfect.
And you know, I don't want to brag. Yeah, that's
it. But you're going to.
I set it up. You know, I'm a matchmaker. Matchmaker, make me a match. And, you know, I'm pretty good at it. I'm just saying. I'm just kind of good at it.
Okay.
I don't want to brag too much about it. Anyway, that's according to Zeus.com. Those are the things that.
Interesting.
Ultimately, I can tell you right now, we want sex all the time. And even when we say we don't, we still do. And if you're married to us, you cannot force yourself upon us, generally speaking, with rare exceptions, of course, to that rule. So that's that. Amy, what'd you learn today?
Let's see. What did I learn today?
There's so many things.
There are so many things. Apparently, from this Zeus website,
yeah,
the difference between what women think men want and what men actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I would,
Okay.
That stuff.
Did you feel like you learned something there? Or did you feel like you kind of it kind of matched up with what you actually thought?
I feel like it kind of matched up, but it's nice to be. Nice to have that, like, reaffirmation from an outside source.
Right.
Because, yeah, I kind of figured some of the stuff, but it's nice to have, you know, scientific data to back it up.
Yes.
However scientific that is, who knows, but.
But whatever. Zeus.com. Good for them. I learned that you have a proposal story that we did not get to today.
I have a lack of proposal story.
And I can't wait to talk about that at tomorrow's show.
It's not great. It's just going to be a huge letdown. Huge.
I can't wait.
Because
I just can't wait. I love train wrecks. So you can't stop looking at it. You can't see.
You're ready for this then.
All right.
Choo choo, baby.
So that's tomorrow's show. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's show. We really appreciate it. I'm Pat. That's Amy. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, blah, 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 blah. Thank you to Rock Vox Recording. If you want to record a commercial, if you have a training thing that you want them to voice, if you want to do a legacy podcast, if you want to do a podcast, Rockbox Recording is the right place for you to go. Talk to Fitzy over at Rockbox Recording. They're wonderful. We love him. 315live.com and the 315 Live app. You can listen to us streaming 6 and 8 every single weekday morning and get us on demand for free on that website as well. So thanks to them. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.